Traffic thunders along State Route 315 between downtown Columbus and Interstate 270 North. Running alongside is a popular bike trail, and beside it, the Olentangy River. Listener Valerie Mattingly rides the bike trail often.
I'm Valerie Mattingly, and I am a volunteer with the Metro Parks. I heard that the Olentangy River, portions of it were moved when Route 315 was being built. And I've always been curious what sections were moved and why.
The short answer is yes. That's the word from Brianna Bedanes at the Ohio Department of Transportation. The Olentangy, she says, was rerouted at the I-270 interchange and again just south of Antrim Park. But Bedanes says there's no one left at ODOT who can speak about the project, which dates back to the 1960s. So I paid a visit to the offices of FLO, Friends of the Olentangy Watershed. That's where I met Laura Fay.
This is a map from 1902. I went back to this since it definitely preceded the State Route 315.
That map shows that at a point just below present-day Antrim Park, the Olentangy turns west, then south, then turns east before resuming its southerly course. Fay compared the 1902 map with one from the 1960s.
Honestly, it does look like there has been changes from 1902 to 1968.
I wanted to see firsthand if there was still a bend near Antrim, but recent rains made canoeing the swollen river impossible. Laura Fay had a suggestion.
George Anderson comes to mind. He's a professional photographer, but fell in love with the river and goes out canoeing quite a bit. He might be familiar with this stretch.
Anderson has been canoeing the Olentangy for more than 30 years.
Right there where 315 comes in, just south of Antrim Park, that part of the river, I would strongly suspect, was either straightened out or moved over somewhat to put in 315. My understanding is when 315 was put in, several acres of wetlands were filled in for 315 to be placed there.
That makes sense, since 315 is at ground level near Antrim, not elevated as it is in the university area. Anderson says the bend in the river is gone, so is another farther north.
The interchange at 270 and 315 took out, the river was altered. There was a sort of a horseshoe right there, or at least a bend that you may find in old maps, and so it was straightened out right through there.
I found final confirmation in an obscure volume housed in Ohio State's Architecture Library. The book is titled State Route 315, Ackerman Road to Interstate 270. It contains ODOT's plans for 315's construction. There's a section titled Probable Adverse Environmental Effects That Cannot Be Avoided. It says that nearly 22 acres of wetlands would be lost. And it indicates that the river would be shortened from 2,300 feet of natural channel to 1,600 feet of man-made channel. Route 315 changed the Olentangy forever, but George Anderson says you can still find some solitude there.
I can't say it's quiet. I'd need to plug my ears and not hear six lanes of highway. But actually, to tell you the truth, around Antrim Park, it is amazingly quiet and amazingly sylvan would be the word I would use.
Sam Hendren, WOSU News.